On this 40th day after Easter, we read from the last chapter of Luke's Gospel. When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. Sometimes, as we travel through the Wisconsin countryside, some of us are scheduled to do that today, we may look out the window and see country churches, either on a hillside or nestled in a valley. Next to the church often lies a cemetery where old-time members of that church await the resurrection. Occasionally, we see the stones of a graveyard, and the church is long gone. Every one of those stones, well, most of those stones, mark the place where family and friends gathered at one time to bid farewell. In days gone by, many followed the custom of first gathering in the cemetery, burying the body of their loved one, and then going into the church to be comforted in their sorrow. This old custom comes to mind again as we watch the disciples in Luke 24. First, they took leave of their Lord, or rather, he took leave of them. And then they went back and were continually in the temple, blessing God. Does that seem strange to you? It surely wasn't their way 43 days earlier when Jesus left them and died on the cross. That time they were cowering in fear behind locked doors. But this time, after losing their best friend, they are in the temple blessing God continually. After seeing him off, they return to Jerusalem with great joy. Why? Why great joy? Well, for one thing, he was still alive. They had buried no body. And Luke tells us that the last they had seen of him was his blessing them. Wow. Just think, if only you could have that blessing, then you too could be full of joy, even when you are all alone. Well, what sort of blessing was it? We don't have the words of that Ascension Day blessing, but we have many other blessings of the Lord throughout the New Testament, where Jesus says through his apostles, "Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ," Romans 1. "May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you," Romans 16. "Peace to the brothers and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love." Ephesians 6. "Mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance." Jude 2. Grace, mercy, peace, love. One of these is a part of every blessing spoken in the New Testament. And all of these are a result of our Savior's work. It was the unearned grace or favor of God that was shown in sending his Son to die for us. It was mercy that saw our needs and moved to help, and still does today for Jesus' sake. It was in the blood of Christ that we were cleansed from sin and the hostility with God was ended. Peace. And hereby know we the love of God, that he sent his only Son into the world that we might live through him. Grace, mercy, peace, love. Surely this was also the content of Jesus' blessing that day. Paul wrote to the Romans, "The God of peace be with you all." Romans 15. And Jesus said, "And surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age." So we already know his answer when we sing the first line of "Abide with me." The disciples could return to Jerusalem without a visible Jesus, but with great joy, because even as Jesus had been parted from them, he had raised his hands in blessing. He could still bless them even when visibly absent from them. We too often trust our own eyes, don't we, to tell us whether or not Jesus is with us and able to bless us. But if we stand this day with the disciples on the Mount of Olives and see Jesus parted from us, but never stopping his blessing of us, then we too will be able to face our tasks with joy and comfort. The disciples knew that nothing on earth could part them from the blessing of Christ, not the cloud that took him from their sight, nor anything else, not even death and burial of their Lord 43 days earlier had stood in the way of his blessing them with more than they were able to think or ask. The disciples had seen, and so have we, that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The disciples could return to a doomed Jerusalem with great joy, because they knew, and so do we, that though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, he's by our side. Amen. Hymn 213, stanzas 1 and 4. 213, stanzas 1 and 4.